says like this, Amar Abahua, Moide Rabbi Yossi be Issa Moisef. Really, Rabbi Yossi old taka the klal is ain Issa Chalal Issur. If something is also to you for one reason, and then a second reason comes about, the second Issur is not Chal. So here by Chamoisoi and Eshesish, only one is Chal, the first one, not the second one. I, how come by Yos, Rabbi Yossi holds that if she's your brother's wife, and your sister's, and your wife's sister, she's also two times, how come here we say Issa Chal Issa? Because it's an Issa Moisef. Adding something, the second Isser, is adding something more than we had with the first one. So look at the top, Rashi. Omar Rabbi Avua, Moida Rabbi Yossi be Issa Moisef, Shuchal al Isser. If an Isser adds on more than the first Isser had, then it could be Chal on the second, on the first Isser. So go in Isser Eshesach, the Marshal, like, the Moisef who, it adds on more than she was also to you before. Shebetchilo kishenosa zeras achoisei. If you first married her sister, so vizu penuya, and the sister was not married yet, nesrolov mishum achoisisha. So let's say in a case where you marry one sister. There are two sisters there. You married one sister. The second sister, why is she yasa to you? Because she's your wife's sister. But she's only yasa to you. Umuteres lochol echov. But she's mutter to all the rest of your brothers. If you have three or four more brothers, he could marry the second sister. She's only yosef to you, not to any other brother. Now, nisayis liyachad mien, let's say now this sister gets married to one of your brothers, is nesra kulon. Now she becomes also to any one of the brothers. Mishum eshesach, because of yisra eshesach. So the yachshav nitzusav yisra oleho, legavi sharach achav. Her yisra becomes stronger than it was before. At the beginning, when you married one sister, the second sister was only yosef to you. That's all. She's mutter to everybody else. But now that one of the brothers married her, she becomes also now to all the brothers. So the second Issa is called an Issa Moisef. It adds more than the first one was. And now the svar is, Omigo dechal shem eshesach. Allah, legabi sharachov. When the one brother, when the second brother marries her now. Let's say there were five brothers. So she now becomes also to all the other four brothers. So Migo to the other three brothers. Migu, she comes also to the other three brothers, Shoysa Materislim. Before she was mutter to all the other brothers. But now that she got married to the second brother, so to the other three brothers she become also. So Migu, it's Chal the Yisra upon her to the other brothers, Chal Nami Hashem Azel Gabri Dei. It's also Chal Nagay to the first brother. Even though you're also to already, because you married the sister, so the second sister is also to you because she's your wife's sister. But now that that sister got married to your brother, so it's Migo this Misusev, that Issa that she got married to your brother is Chal upon all the other brothers now, so you're adding something with that Issa, therefore she's even also to you also. Even though she's already also to you before, because of Achois Ishtoi. But now that she becomes Eshesach, it's also Chal. But the other way, Avol Eshesis, the second case we had, for Nasas Chamoisi, she becomes your mother-in-law, is Metchilo Isasur L'chol Olam. When she got married in Eshesish, she's also to the world. Mishum Eshesish, Nosa Zer, now when you marry her daughter, as Bita, Enisa Zer, Ruyel Hoysef Aleh, Im Acherim, not adding anything on to anybody else. Therefore, with there, Rabbi Yossi agrees, you say, Enisa Chal Issa. When you first married, when your mother-in-law was married, and then you married her daughter, so Lamaisa, she was also to you first because of the Issa Eshesish. That's the first Issa, and that's the strong Issa. Because that is the place of the whole world. So now when you marry the daughter, the Yisra of Chamoisi, your mother-in-law, is not Chal upon her. So therefore there's no steering Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Tak holds, Ein Yisra Chal al Yisra, only when it's an Yisra Moisif, then he holds Yisra Chal al Yisra.
All right, turn over.
Where it says, Eloheicha, I don't know. Tainuf, this is good. The end of the first line. Tainuf, this is good. Heicha de nosachai. If first the brother that's still alive got married to one sister, viyakakach nosanes, and then the second brother that dies, he married the second sister. So you say migud isusif isla gabi yachin isusif isla gabi didei. That's why it's good. That first she was also to you because of your wife's sister, only to you, to nobody else. And now when the second brother married her, she becomes also to all the brothers. Ella, what's going to be in the case? Hecha de nasa meis. Let's say the brother that dies soon, he got married first to one sister. So when he got married first to one sister, why is she also told the other brothers? Because of the Yisra Shasach. And then one of the other brothers married the second sister. So in such a case, my Issa Moisef. Why then in that case, if you live with her, are you chayiv too? Mishum achayis ishtoi enei shesach. The Yisur rei shesach was chal first. So in this case, there should not be chal the Yisur achayis ishtoi. Fichi taimu, maybe you want to tell me, that migul di Issa sa bakula. Achlasa, since you now become asa to all the other sisters, or she becomes asa to all the other brothers, the achlas means all the other sisters. And let's say there were three or four sisters there. So now when you married, when your brother married one sister, so true, that sister is also to all the other brothers. But the other sisters are mutter to all the other brothers. Now that you marry one of the sisters, you become us now to all the other sisters. So maybe that's called an Issa Moisef. Like you're reading Yisra upon yourself. Furthermore, maybe you want to say B'chi Taimah. Migul di Yisra b'chula achvasa. Now you become us with all the other sisters. For the Gemara, Hi Yisra Koilalu. It's a different type of an Issa. It's not an Issa Moisef. It's an Issa Koilalu. Like upon the original Isha, no more Issa is coming upon her. Just that this Issa now, when you marry her, you can't marry any one of the other sisters. But it's not making Nisusif, it's not eating Torah. So maybe Rabbi Yosef doesn't know from Issa Koilalu in such a case. Issa Koilalu doesn't know from. He only knows from Issa Moisef when you're adding on to the original Issa. And not when you just make more cases. Gemara says, Elo Amarova. I'll tell you like this. Malani Olov, Kilu Osa Shtayim, Vienna Chayiv Elachas. Havad, even according to Rabbi Yosef, Yosuot, Ein Nisachal Nisar. He doesn't really mean if you boil, you live with them, you Chayiv too. It's only, it looks like you Chayiv too. Vechen Ki Yosef Rovin Am Rabbi Yechanan. Malani Olov, Kilu Osa Beis. We just consider as if you're over to Isurim. So it's really whichever one was first. Either she's your wife's sister, or else she's your brother's wife. Whichever one came about first, that's the Erva, not the second one. Rabbi Yosi also holds, Ein Nisachal Nisar. Aye, what does he say, Yechayiv too? It says, Nira, we consider as if Yechayiv too. Malani Ani Allah Kilu Asa Beis. But really, Vyein Echayiv El Achas. Really, only Chayiv one. So for the Gemara, mine ask Yamina, what's the difference that we consider like you did two Averas, if really it's only one Avera? The Gemara says, L'kovroi bein rishoyim gemurim. There's a shan if a person dies and he's a Rosha, there's a special place to bury him. You don't bury him in the regular cemetery. You have to bury him in a special place in the Beis HaKvaris called where the rishoyim are. So it's an afkamina if it's called one Yisra or two Yisra. If it's called two Yisurim, he's buried in a place, mamish with rishoyim gemurim are buried. See, even though you're saying Ein Yisachal Nisar, but I call upon him, it's called an Issa. It's called Tu Yisurim. Samar says now, the Plukta, it's telling him Machlek Yistaka. The Plukta for Hashem is the Machlek Yistaka, if we owe the Yisachal Nisar or not. What's the Machlek Yistaka? The Yitma would look like this. Zar, if you have a regular Yisrael, not a Kohen, a Zar, Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, he brought a Korban on Shabbos, he did the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So if there are two Averis here, one Aver is that you're a Zar, you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to do Avodah. Secondly, you did it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you chayiv skila. You have no right to shecht on Shabbos. So you did two Averis. If a Zar makes the Melochis on Shabbos, there are two things. So Rabbi Chiyah Roy Mechayiv Shtayim, Yechayiv Taka too. So Drashi, Bezi Surah Kachoshiv, to Mishum Zaris, Ein Kam Chattis, to our Zayin Amisa B'dei Shemayimu, V'yichayev Chattis, El Hashigos Chorus. So Rashi says, Bezi Surah Kachoshiv. Not that Yechayev Tu Chattis, just you did two Averis here. One Aver is that you're a Zar that's doing the Avoida, and secondly, doing it on Shabbos, you have no right to do the Avoida on Shabbos. Bakaporo Imer, Ein Chayiv Elachas, no Yoni Chayiv one. So you see clearly, Yod Zayin Yistachal Lissa. So who is the Machlekes? Do you say Yistachal Lissa? Do you say Ein Yistachal Lissa? So more so like this. Kopat Rebbe Chiyab 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 Kach Shemat, like the Lashon Shvua, this is the way I heard. Me Rebbe, Rashi is from Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that the Sforah is like this. Me Rebbe Shtayim, that I heard Taki Yechayiv 2 in this case. That's what Rebbe Chiya said. Then right away, Kofat Pakapor himself jumped up, V'nishpon Yisvua, that Havoyda Kach Shemat Me Rebbe Yachas. No, I only heard from Rebbe 1, you only Chayiv 1 in such a case. Again, where a Zar, a regular Yisrael, did the Avoid in the base of Migdash, on Shabbos, Yoni Chayiv 1. So now they explain the Machlokes. His Rebbe Chiya Lodin. Rebbe Chiya sat down, Rebbe Chiya sat down to explain. Shabbos, Lachol Nesra. Shabbos, to do a Melach on Shabbos, is also to everybody. Kishut Rebbe Migdash, when the Torah says you're allowed to bring Korbanos on Shabbos, you could do Melachos on Shabbos, it's Eitzel Kahanim Hutro. It's only a Hefta for the Kahanim. Lekanim hutrav lelazam, there's no heter for zar. So therefore, yeshka mishum zaris, v'yeshka mishum Shabbos, hakamana shach. There's the yisa Shabbos involved, and there is a zaris. The mice is doing two averis. He's a zar, and he's doing a malacha on Shabbos, there's no heter for it. So therefore he's chayif too. That's one svar. Hischol ba'kapor lodon. Ba'kapor started to explain like this. Shabbos lachoyl nesra. Shabbos talk was also for everybody to do malachis. Ki shehutra ba migdash, when the Torah gave the heter in the base of migdash, hutra. It's mutter, period. So, what does hutra mean? No matter who you are, on Shabbos there's no malach in the base of migdash. So therefore, ain't kan elazaris, yishno yoni chayiv one mishum zar, that's the machlaikis. So kitzel christana machlaikis, if it's the chal, is it or not? It's a shayla, what's the story that Shabbos is hutra in the base of migdash? Is it a pshat that anybody that brings the avoida in the base of Mikdash is mutter? I, if he is zar, that's a nuissa, a zar, can't do the avoida. But if he is a Shabbos, is mutter. The other one holds no. That's a mati you on Shabbos is only for a kayin. But a zar can't do the avoida on Shabbos. You know machlaikis from Issa Chal Issa. A different machlaikis than completely. Where the stam you say Shabbos is hutra legamri, or only for the kahanim. Talmud says another shayla. What about the Baal Mum? A kohen that was a Baal Mum, Sheshimish Betumah. He did the Avodah when he was Tumah also. So he's doing two Averis now. First of all, a Baal Mum can't bring Kabonis. Secondly, when you're Tumah also, you can't bring Kabonis. So if he did it, how many Averis is he over? Is Rabbi Chiya Reimer Chayiv Shtayim? Chayiv two? You're a Tumah and you're a Baal Mum, you Chayiv two Averis. Now what's the svaras? Kopatz Rebbe Chiya v'nishpa ha'avoid the kach shematim Rebbe Shtayim. Heard over from Rebbe that Yechayiv too. Kopatz pa'kapor v'nishpa ha'avoid the kach shematim Rebbe Yachas. Heard Yoni Chayiv one. What's the machlokes tolyin? Hischol Rebbe Chiya lodin. Rebbe Chiya sat down to Dan to think like this. Tumor lachol nesra. Tumor is also for everybody. Kishutra b'migdash, that we say amol, but tzibur, it's mutter, eitz l'kanim, t'mimim. Only kahanim that's tam, that could do the avodah, the Torah was matter them. Look, kahanim t'mimim hutru, v'lon l'bali mumim, the Torah was not matter for bal mum. Face of Vada, we're talking about a case we have a tzibur, where Roy tzibur was tamay, that we say tum is hutra v'tzibur. Maybe, but this man, the Yom says, is only hutra for kahanim, that could do the avodah. But if you're a Kohen Baal Mum, you can't do the Avodah anyway, it's not Hutros Yechayiv too. Is Yeshkan Mishum Baal Mumim, for Yeshkan Mishum Tumah. That's one Svara. Hiskol Baal Kapora Lodin. Baal Kapora sat down to think like this. Tumah Lochel Nesra. True, Tumah is also for everybody. Kishutra B'migdash. If you do it B'tzibur, in the base of Migdash, it's Hutro. Is Enkan, there's no Nafkamina, whether you're a Kohen Baal Mum or not a Kohen Baal Mum. Tumah B'tzibur is Hutro. But Rashi says, Sheshimish Batumah means Bekorban Tziba Komar. Shedoicha Atumah. There's a cloud of Korban Tziba could be brought Batumah. Mashenke, now there's a Baal Mum. That's the question. Does he have the Hutra or not? So that's his Machlokes. One says, yes, still, by a Korban Tziba, Tumah is Hutra. Ah, you're a Baal Mum. You're not allowed to do the Avoida. So you're over that one Avera of doing an Avoida when you're a Baal Mum. But not the Yisra of Tumah. So that's the Machlokes again. Faito. So therefore, enkan elu mishum ba'amun. What about zar shocha malika? Let's say a koyen, a zar shocha malika. Yavat Noif, when you bring Kabonis, the law is you don't have to make a Shechita. The Kohen takes his thumb and presses the back through the back, and he makes a Malika. Which Nageya for regular Chulin, it's treif, it's not called a Shechita. So who's allowed to eat the Yif? Only a Kohen. What about if a Zar eats this Yif? Is he Chayiv two Averis, Mishum, he's eating Kotchim, he's not allowed to eat? And it's also treif for him. But do we say no? Once the Malika is Hutta for Kanim, it's not also for Yisrael. There's only one Issa of eating Kotchim. That's the Shaila. Zara, regular Yisrael, Shocha Malika, that eats from a bird that the Kohen didn't make a Shechita as a Korvin, but made a Malika. Rabbi Chiyah Roy Mechayiv Shtayim. Chayiv 2, very good. Ba'akapor Roy Mechayiv Elachas, you only Chayiv 1. Again, Kopatz Rabbi Chiyah, Bechiyah jumped. Venishpan swore that Avoidekach Shemat, this is the way I heard by Rabbi Shtayim, Chayiv 2. Kofatz Ba'akapor Venishpan Avoidekach Shemat in Rabbi Yachas, you only Chayiv 1. What are the swores? Hisra Rabbi Chiyah Lodin. Nevela lacho nesra. Normal, if an oif dies or you kill it not through shchita, it's called a nevela. It's treif. You can't eat it. Kishutru b'migdash. When the Torah gave a new het, you take an oif, a bird that's a korban. When the kohen kills it, he doesn't make a shchita with a knife. He only uses his nails of the thumb to stick it through the back and kill it. So I'll tell you, it's a kanam hutru. Malik is only hutta for the kanam to eat such a bird. Lakanam hutru v'loy lezarim. Therefore, yesh kam yisum zaris. V'yeshka mishum malika. If the Tzar eats this bird, now he's chayiv too. First of all, he's a Tzar, he has no right to eat kochim. Secondly, the malika is not kosher for him. The malika is an avail of him. That's one svara. Hisra bakapara lo, the bakapara said that and judged like this. Nevela lachol nesra, true. Havada stamazle, if a bird dies, you kill it through your nails, havada, it's an availa. Kolet kushutra b'migdash, when the Torah gave the hefner on a korban knife, that you're allowed to make Malika Hata Yehutru. The Torah was matarit. It don't make enough kumina whether you're a Zara or whether you're a Kain. As long as this is a Korbin, the Torah was matar you teach the bird as a Korbin. But what are you doing wrong? Is Enkan Elamishim Zaris? But before, since you're a Zara, you have no right to eat this bird. Only a Kain has a right to eat the bird. That's the swear to say, you only chayiv one and not two. Now the Gemara says, the Maikim Miflagi, one of these machlekes in Tolian, I'll tell you, v'yisakoylo, it's Tolian machlekes, and v'yisakoylo, v'yalibin Rabbi Yossi. It's Tolian the Shal of Rabbi Yossi, the old v'yisakoylo, of course, Rabbi Yossi, you're not. Yeah. And Rabbi Chiyah Sovar, no, that Rabbi Yossi v'yisakoylo mechayev tati. Rabbi Chiyah holds that Rabbi Yossi holds in v'yisakoylo yechayev too. V'akapor is Sovar, lo mechayev elachada, that's the machlekes. Like a poor old even the court of yes, you only have one and not two. Well, Mari is the kernel, Likahocha, what's the kernel? All right, stop here. We'll continue this tomorrow.